Greetings, friends, and welcome to the ABCs of the Bible. The Bible is God's divine revelation to mankind, and in the Bible, God reveals to us that the soul that sins, it shall die. That's in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4. The soul that sins, it shall die. And because all of us who have ever lived have sinned, that means all of us will die. Now that is, of course, with the exception of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who never sinned himself, and yet even he died because he took upon himself our sins. So the wages of sin is death, and every soul has sinned, so every soul will die. That's what the Word of God divinely reveals to us in Ezekiel chapter 18 and verse 4. Now you might be asking then, well, what happens to us when we die? Well, I'm glad you asked, because God has an answer for you. Now, before we discuss that, let me give you the definition of death. If you've been with us in previous programs, you've heard this, but let me rehearse this for those of you who have not been with us. Death has three components. First of all, when a person dies, that means they're a dead soul. It means that the body loses its form. The body returns to dust. That's the first component of death. The second component of death is the body loses the breath. It loses the breath of life. And when the breath of life leaves us, it goes back into the air. The third component of death is the body loses the spirit of man. And the spirit of man is our thoughts. It's our consciousness. It is what makes us uniquely human, as opposed to the spirit that's in a lion, or the spirit that's in an eagle, or the spirit that's in a shark. We have the spirit of man, and that makes us uniquely human, able to communicate with God. We are created in God's image and in God's likeness. The only beings ever created who were created in God's image and God's likeness. And the spirit of man is what makes us uniquely human. So that spirit of man, when the body loses it, it goes back to God. But now you're asking, well, what do you mean it goes back to God? Is it alive? You just said that when the soul sins, it shall die, and death includes the body losing the spirit of man. So, is the spirit of man alive? We know that the body loses its form and returns to dust. We know that the body loses its breath, and the breath just goes back into the air. But, is the spirit of man alive when the body loses the spirit of man? And the answer from the pages of the Bible, from God's divine revelation, is no, the spirit of man is not alive, because the spirit of man does not have life separated from the body. And I'm going to give you this analogy of a CD drive, and I'm going to show you just how our bodies are like this CD drive, and also the CD that you put into the CD-ROM in order to play music, for instance. So the analogy is this. The CD-ROM is like our physical bodies. Then the breath of life is like the electricity that comes into the CD-ROM to give it power to play the CDs. And the CD is like the spirit of man. Now let me explain that a little bit further. When you have a CD-ROM, it doesn't do you any good unless you have electricity or batteries giving it energy, giving it power, right? And that power is the power to play the CD. But if it doesn't have a CD in it, what good is a CD-ROM? Not very good at all. So as you can see, all three have to work together. That is the same thing with the body. We have a physical body. It needs the breath of life to give us life, but it also needs the spirit of man within us to give us consciousness, to give us thoughts, to give us our being. Now, just like a CD, the CD itself was burned with information, that is how our spirit of man is. The spirit of man contains all of our thoughts, all of our emotions, everything that makes us uniquely who we are. You as an individual are a CD, so to speak, that was burned with all of your experiences. I am a CD, if you will, that has been burned with all of my experiences. And so what happens when this spirit of man goes back to God, it's just like when a CD is taken out of the CD-ROM or the CD player. It contains all of the information, but it does not have life in and of itself. It's not going to play in and of itself. It needs a body to go back in. It needs a CD player to go in, and it needs electricity to give it juice, to give it the power to actually play the CD. That is exactly how we are. The spirit of man goes back to God from where it came, and God is reserving it until he can put it into another body. But this time, if we are fortunate, it will not be a physical body made of dust. It will be a spiritual body. Now, when will God put this spirit of man into a different body and give it a different kind of electricity? It's not going to be the breath of life, because that's temporal. This time it's going to be, hopefully, eternal life. So there's going to be three things that happen. The first thing, God is going to take the spirit of man and put it into something. The second thing is that something will be a spiritual body. It won't be composed of the dust of the earth. It's going to be composed of spirit. And then the third thing is God is going to quicken it or make it alive, give it some kind of electricity, some kind of life to bring it back to eternal life. It's not going to be the breath of life, which is temporal. This is going to be eternal life. So those three things will happen. And when will this happen? Let's read in John chapter 5. And we'll read verses 28 through 29. This is John chapter 5 and verses 28 through 29. The hour is coming in which all who are in the graves shall hear his voice, and everyone who has ever died is in the grave except for Jesus Christ. And again, we're going to go on to see that. No one is floating around in heaven. I know that might upset you, but the scriptures are clear. When a person dies, they are dead. They're in the grave awaiting the resurrection. And Jesus says, the hour is coming in which all who are in the grave shall hear his voice and shall come forth, those who have done good to the resurrection of life. And this is eternal life. This is where we have a spirit-composed body. But notice the second part. And those who have practiced evil, they will be resurrected to the resurrection of condemnation. They will be cast into the lake of fire, and that is the second death. That is eternal death. When will this resurrection occur? In 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 20 through 23, we have the answer. This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 20 through 23. This is when the resurrection will occur. Christ has risen from the dead and has become the first fruit of those who slept. In other words, Jesus Christ is the first and the only person who has ever been resurrected from the dead and given eternal life. Everyone else who has ever died is still dead, and they're in the graves. No one is floating around in heaven. I'm sorry to tell you that news if that's the first time you've heard that, but that is what the scriptures clearly say. Jesus Christ is the first one who has been resurrected from the dead, and the only one thus far who has been resurrected from the dead. Continuing in the scripture, for since death is through man, the resurrection of the dead is also through man. For as in Adam all die, even so in Christ all will be made alive, but each in his own order, Christ the first fruit, and afterward they who are Christ, when? At his coming. That's when the resurrection will occur. At Christ's coming. No one has been resurrected to eternal life yet except for Jesus Christ. He is the first one who has been resurrected and the only one thus far who has been resurrected from the dead and given eternal life. But at Christ's coming, at his second coming, those who are Christ will be resurrected and this will be the resurrection to life, to eternal life. Now what body shall we have when we are resurrected to eternal life? This is in 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verses 35 through 36. But someone will ask this question, how are the dead raised up, and with what body do they come? Don't you know that what you sow is not made alive unless it dies? Now in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, but dropping down in verses 40 through 53, it says, there are heavenly bodies and earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is truly different from the earthly. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown in corruption, because we are flesh, we are dust of the earth, we dissipate back into the earth. So it is sown in corruption, but notice this, it is raised in incorruption. It is sown in dishonor, we just rot away. But notice this, it is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness, we are helpless to keep ourselves alive. But notice this, it is raised in power. It is sown a natural body, and this is the key, it is raised a spiritual body. It is raised a spiritual body. That's what the Word of God reveals to us. There is a natural body, and there is a spiritual body. And so it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. And that's when he was formed of the dust of the earth, when the breath of life entered into him, and when the spirit of man entered into him, when he had thoughts and consciousness. The last Adam was made a life-giving spirit. The natural came first, and afterwards the spiritual. And according as we bore the image of the earthly man, we shall also bear the image of the heavenly man. And I say this, brothers, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Behold, I speak a mystery to you. We shall not all fall asleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in a glance of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet shall sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall all be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. My friends, this is a precious truth as revealed from the Bible. What God is doing with the spirit of man is he is waiting for the resurrection, when he will put this spirit in man back into a body, but this time a spiritual body for those who have obeyed Christ. And he will give us eternal life. That is a beautiful truth, my friends. That's what happens with the spirit of man, and it happens at the resurrection. First, it goes back to God, who gave it to us, but then God will put it into a new CD player, so to speak, a spiritual CD player, and he will give it electricity, spiritual life, and then we will have all of our thoughts, all of our consciousness back, and you will remember everything that you went through in this first life, this physical life. You will come back to life as a resurrected, eternal, spirit-composed being if you accept Jesus Christ by faith as your Lord and Savior, and if you continue to allow Christ to be formed in you. And that's why I like to end every program with this phrase, may God be in you.